See, y'all lost y'all right there again. Do you know what faith is? Faith ain't tomorrow, is what? Every set is my everyday communion with him. Watch, watch. Every day is my opportunity to be before him. Regardless if Tez want to go fishing with me. I got to go with God first. When me and God done, guess what? God going to give me all the time I desire to do something I enjoy that's going to line up according to the word. That's my set. What do your reps come in, AJ? I'm glad you asked. The more I spend time with the kingdom and the word, the more I spend time with them every day, which is my set, I am building my faith. I am getting strong in the word that if Miss Loreen says something to me sideways, I don't have to get upset, but the joy of the Lord is my strength and I walk therein. Well, your reps said, AJ, I just explained it to you. I done the word. I didn't retaliate. So when you before God every day is your sets, and then you apply the word that's in your heart by putting forth action to what you put in your heart, those are your reps. Every opportunity, bless somebody that curse you. Do good to those that despitefully use you. Man, that's the word, right? Mother and father, I ain't finna call my mom and cuss her out. It'd be a wrong occasion up here, wouldn't it? It's one thing about when you come up in life. Sidetrack real quick. You keep those side nuggets in your head with what you've been told. I brought you in this world. I take you out. So no. And if I don't know, if you're in the house, if you ain't never shook my daddy's hand, shake it today. And you'll see another reason why I ain't finna go crawl ways. Huh? Just by the handshake, you know you ain't want nothing else. You don't want anything else. But Dad went at the church, make sure you shake Terrell's hand. He was talking about you last week. But anyway, get back on track. So those are your reps. Those are your reps. How can God depend or even trust you when you say you on his team, but when it's time get tough and rough and hard, what coming out of your mouth is contrary of the word. It's great to speak the word. You know how long I've been knowing John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know how long I've been knowing that? Ever since I've been on Second Baptist drill team when I was a little boy. Way long. I will quote that coming and going. But Sam, let me ask you something. Be real with me because I'm going to be real with you because iron sharp iron. Don't ever forget that. We boys, right? Right. He's going to be real with me, y'all. Watch this. Sammy, in your life, even after being a believer, okay, I'm going to tell y'all why I said believer. Sammy, in your life, even after being a believer, have you ever felt unloved? Have you ever done something with that feeling and it messed with your head, messed with your heart? It put you on a place where you didn't want to be. Know you didn't need to be there. Know you didn't need to go there, but you felt that way, right? Have anybody else done that? He real with me. Because I placed myself on an island a million of times, even after I was a believer, because I felt that way. Y'all feel me? I felt that way. But it's one thing about me now. Every set, every rep, I have dug deep with God. And God has placed his word in my heart because I have dug deep with him and I went to the word and I applied it. Watch. Now when I feel that way, guess what I do? I recognize the trick and the scheme of the enemy. And it allowed me to understand that the Bible didn't never tell me to walk by how I feel. It ain't never that haven't ever given me the results that I need in my life. All it done was place me on an island by myself. And I felt that way, even though I knew that scripture backwards and forward. I knew John 3:16. So believers, if you know John 3:16, you should never walk this life and feel like you unloved or unliked, because the greater one loved you. The greater one loved you. And if you're trying to get the wrong one to love you, then you better check your walk. You better check your sets and your reps. Why are we trying to pull from this source and that source of trying to be liked and loved, young people? You trying to be liked and loved by a young boy or a young girl or whatever, and you trying to put yourself in this situation, this position, when God didn't even create you like that. But we seeking for love in all these crazy places. In all these crazy places. And it lines up with every set, every rep. That's the reason why I do not take off when it comes down to spending time with God. Because I know how AJ can get. I know how AJ can get. Sammy, AJ can have one of the baddest attitudes in the world. I can get upset and get twisted real quick. Used to. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Used to. Quit taking on ownership of something that you're not. Pastor, pray for my diabetes. Why should he? If he say no, you shouldn't get upset. And if you got upset, red stripes. Number one, you said my diabetes, so you took ownership to it. Number two, if he say no, he only putting you in the best place to help you understand that ain't even scripture. And you wasting his breath and his time because he know he ain't finna, and you not finna walk out with the blessings of the Lord on your heart and in your body. Why? Now, it ain't personal, people. But if you ask somebody that know the word, pray for my, it ain't yours. Why are you asking for prayer? Because you know you don't want it. So why are you receiving it? It's not yours. You show me in scripture where God had diabetes, heart disease, and any of these other things. Show me where Jesus took on ownership when he walked the land. But you don't think that you're going to get attacked. You will get attacked. Pastor, the diabetes that's trying to come in my life, I thank you that you will pray for me and together we can stand together because I know what the word say by two people versus one. Now you just allow a bishop to open up heavens with you and watch a miracle at its best. But if you walk in talking about mine, what miracle gonna happen? It don't belong to us, believers. You will never understand that if you skipping sets. You started out on Monday real strong going to the throne. But, man, it's Thursday. And you, I don't think you remember it's Monday. Why don't think you remember it's Monday? Because of the last time you spent time with him.
Yeah.
Those are your sets. Why people are not dropping weight like they need to? Because they start on fresh on Monday, but then after Monday, they back on the other track on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's called commitment. Staying firm on the word. Why should I take the principle of sets and reps and what I do every day to change the physical body and change my health? Why can I take that principle and do that, but then the principle of God, I want to try something else different? If you going to be committed at eating right and then start dropping weight like Therese and Kenny by being committed, by sticking with a program and then seeing the results, would they be, answer this question for me, guys, would they be foolish to go back to their old self? Y'all can sit there and say yes, but y'all done went back to y'all old self when it comes down to the word. And I'm not pointing the fingers. I'm telling you what we used to do. Because after the day, we're getting help, right? I'm not saying what you do now. I'm saying what you used to do. Because I don't want the enemy to try to sneak in with his tricks and bring some same old to the table and you yield. Because don't nobody love me. Because I don't think I'm cute enough. Oh, I ain't handsome enough. Bishop don't ever call me to preach. Why they got to do words of encouragement? Oh, y'all looking at me twisted, but y'all know some thoughts like that been going up in this house. Tell the truth. Might as well tell the truth. If you want help, you got to understand where your help come from. God do not associate or even deal with lie. Amen? So we have to understand that. Sets and reps, amen? Baby girl, come up here. Baby girl, come on. I'm going to let you get to your class. She said, Dad, I want to show them something, okay? I need y'all undivided attention for my baby girl. And this is with my message, by the way. I'm just not throwing her up here because she's my baby girl. But if I was, it's my baby girl. This is what I do. Just in case y'all have a problem with it. I mean, I'm just saying, if you get me, you got my package. That's my whole family. I don't do anything without the fam. And trust me, I used to.